And with just 3 days to go until the first presidential debate, both candidates are off the campaign trail today, but we're here with our weekly political roundtable.
Here and now, 2016.
And joining us today, Greg Moore, former editor of the Denver Post and Hearst Professor of Journalism at the University of Colorado. He's in Denver. Hi, Greg.
Hi, Jeremy.
And Maria Elena Salinas is a news anchor at Univision. She's in Miami. Hi, Maria Elena. Welcome back.
Good afternoon. It's a pleasure to be back with you.
Well, and we're going to get to the debate in a minute. But first, both candidates reacting this week to the police killings of black men in Tulsa and Charlotte. Let's listen here to Hillary Clinton.
We are safer when communities respect the police and police respect communities.
And then here's Donald Trump on Fox News.
I would do stop and frisk. I think you have to. We did it in New York. It worked incredibly well. And you have to be proactive.
Now, Greg, stop and frisk was ruled unconstitutional in New York. Trump says he was just talking about wanting it in Chicago. But how do you hear all of this as it fits into the presidential race?
Well, what I hear Trump saying is law and order at any cost. And I'm not sure that he was even aware that a federal judge had ruled stop and frisk to be unconstitutional. But there's a lack of sensitivity there on his part when he mentions those kinds of tactics that have been used generally to profile and oppress inner city populations, particularly black and Latino. I will say this about Trump. He did surprise me in talking about the case in Tulsa, where he said, you know, in a sympathetic kind of way that, you know, this seemed unjustified, that he didn't know what was going through the police officer's mind. And as we all know, she was charged with manslaughter yesterday. So, you know, he has the capacity to be sensitive, but it just doesn't always come through.
Maria Elena, what do you think about that? I mean, who is the focus on police-related killings? Who's the focus helping, Hillary Clinton or Donald Trump?
I think for now, Hillary Clinton, because she has been pretty consistent with her opinions. And now it seems like Donald Trump is trying to have it both ways, not only promoting stop and frisk, but he's also promoted racial profiling in the past. And although he was referring to the bombings in New York and to people that might look Arab or might look suspicious, I think that it applies to just about everyone who usually gets stopped, who usually gets racially profiled, which includes African-Americans, Latinos, and Muslims. So with the comment that Greg just mentioned right now, it seems like he is trying to have it both ways, because up to now, he has consistently been on the side of the police and consistently criticized African Americans for having so much violence in their community. And I know that what he's trying to do is get the African American vote, but it doesn't seem like he's helping himself, especially with the comment that he made the other day talking about African American communities being in the worst shape they've ever been, ever.
Well, and we also heard political analysts say that what he's actually doing there is not even going after the African American vote, but trying to get white suburban voters to be more comfortable with him by saying some of these things, this outreach, as he's calling it, to the African American community. But there've also been a number of comments that have raised eyebrows this week about African Americans from the Trump campaign, and a Trump County chair in Ohio had to resign over comments that she made this week. Here's what Kathy Miller told the Guardian newspaper.
I don't think there was any racism until Obama got elected. That we never had problems like this. You know, I'm in the real estate industry. There's none. Now, you know, with the people with the guns and shooting up neighborhoods and not being responsible citizens, that's a big change. And I think that's the philosophy that Obama has perpetuated on America.
Now, Greg, again, she resigned after making those comments. But what are your thoughts on that? And do you think that view is widespread among people who are supporting Donald Trump?
No, I actually don't. I don't think that would be widespread. I do think it reflects a level of unsophistication and ignorance on the part of the candidate and some of the people around him. And I really wish that Trump would invest some time to actually go to some of these communities and talk to some of the people who live there. But besides, you know, all this focus on violence in inner city communities, which, by the way, are not all African-American, white people live there, too, I would really like to see Lester Holt step up during the debates and ask these candidates about what their urban policy is. I mean, we have not heard urban policy discussed on a national level in a couple of decades. And I think it's time to get past platitudes and mantras and really get down to some specifics. And I think the debate on Monday, if we can get to that topic and talk about broader issues, will be great for the candidates and also great for journalism.
Well, Maria Elena, chime in here. I mean, what do you make of the idea of asking about urban issues more directly during the debate? And what other things would you like the candidates to be questioned on?
Well, we're hoping that it will be. The topics are America's direction, achieving prosperity, and securing America.
The most broad topics of all time.
Yeah, but it could fall in there. It could fall in there depending on how Lester Holt manages this. You know, it's a very tough position for any moderator right now, and I'm sure that Lester Holt is going to be under this pressure and preparing. I just saw him during the Emmy Awards this week, and he was making a joke as presenting, taking a paper out of his pocket and saying, "Oh, these are my questions. Anybody want to see them?" So, you know, the moderator does get to pick the topics and does get to pick the questions. I'm sure he's gotten some help from his team over at NBC, but hopefully the topic will come up. For sure, the immigration topic will come up, but I'm sure because it's a part of what's in the headlines, and in any debate, I think you need to discuss whatever is in the headlines at the moment. I'm sure that this topic will come up.
Who do you think has the edge, Greg, going into the debate?
I think Hillary has the edge only because she has more experience in one-on-one high-stakes debates. But, you know, Trump is going to be Trump, I think, and whatever he does is not likely to change what his supporters feel about him. But for Hillary, I think there's some perils there. I think she needs to make sure she, in the words of Obama, comes off likable enough that, you know, she doesn't seem authoritative and lecturing. And it's going to be a delicate balance for her because she's well-versed in policy. And, you know, if Donald Trump just demonstrates the least amount of grasp of trying to grasp the issues, I think that he's going to earn a second look from independents. So, but I think Hillary has the edge at the moment.
Well, you know, if I can weigh in on that, because I think that I think one of the advantages that Trump has is that the expectations are so low. People are expecting him to be the same Donald Trump that was debating his opponents during the primaries. And if he comes off that same way during a general election, it might not help him so much. So I think that he just needs to be half decent in order to win because the expectations are so low for him. But, you know, Greg, you say Trump will be Trump, but we don't know which Trump is going to show up. Mm. Is it going to be the Trump that we have? Yeah. Is it going to be the Trump that we've seen with the teleprompter? He's not going to be able to have a teleprompter during the debate, during this debate. Or is it going to be the one that is used to attacking and demeaning his opponent?
The Trump that we saw during many of the primary debates, right? Mm-hmm. So speaking of Hillary Clinton, because, Greg, you're talking about her before, you know, in weeks past we had talked about Donald Trump's outreach to African-American voters, and Hillary Clinton has been trying to energize millennial voters to support her. And she went on the mock interview show Between Two Ferns with comedian Zach Galifianakis.
I'd love to meet the person who makes your pantsuits.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because for Halloween, I wanted to go as a librarian from outer space.
I think that would be a good look on you.
I might be too old, but I didn't exactly laugh. But Greg, what do you make of this, of Hillary reaching out to younger voters?
You know, I think she's going to have to be more substantive than that. You know, it's funny. It shows that, you know, she can laugh at herself and that kind of thing. But I think there's some fundamental issues that aren't being addressed by either of the candidates. But when it comes to millennials, they want to hear about, you know, how they can get rid of some of this debt, how they can begin to accumulate some wealth, how they can afford to save money and buy a home and make
also,
sure they can get a job.
Also, climate change, I've heard, is
climate
something the millennials
change,
would like
the
to
environment.
Hear.
They want to hear about the issues. And that's why I think these debates are so important. Is if Hillary wants to connect with millennials and people of color, she really, really needs to not rely on sort of past relationships and past history, but actually get out there and talk about the issues that will excite the electorate and turn them out.
Maria Elena, just a few seconds left here, but I just want to ask you about your colleague, Enrique Acevedo, who's been on the show before, who got into the news this week because he found a portrait of Donald Trump.
Exactly. He took the time to walk over in to the Doral Hotel here, very close to Univision, and he found that famous or infamous $10,000 portrait of Donald Trump. That, by the way, was paid by the foundation's money in 2014.
Right.
You know, but it seems like it was interesting and it was a fun fact and it was nice to find it. I don't know how much that is going to have an impact on the voters, though,
yeah.
Because as we know, Donald Trump can say and do anything. They can dig up any dirt on him from the past, and people who support him will continue to support him no matter what happens.
That's,
so I don't know that it's going to have that much of an impact, but you know, more proof. Now we know where it is.
Maria Elena Salinas and Greg Moore, thanks to both of you.
Thanks.
It's a pleasure.
Good to be with you.